The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Boys and girls, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in things that go bump in the night? You know, we've had a number of Trinity faculty and students who've lost a family member to death recently. What do you think happens to those people who die? Where are they? For example, here are some of the people who have lost someone close to them this past year. Miss Marcy Mask, Walker Katsavis, Miss Cindy Bedell, Mr. Jeff Plake, Parker Crisp, Miss Rita Newman, and me too, because my nephew Noah died recently. Now I say all this with great and due respect, but where are those people who have died? Do you think that they are like ghosts floating around on a cloud somewhere, playing a golden harp? Is that what you think? That is, do souls, all souls, go straight to heaven after they die? Or do you think that they have just disappeared off the face of the earth and no longer exist anywhere? They're just worm food 6 feet under. Is that what you think? Why is there such fascination with zombies these days, like the wildly popular TV show Walking Dead? People are fascinated with what happens to your body after you die. You should know that these are very common viewpoints about life after death in the world today. And sooner or later, you will hear about them, or maybe you already have. Now, I'm not saying any of this to worry you, but I am saying it to wake you, to encourage you to start thinking about life after death, because that can change your thinking about life before death. If you're having trouble dealing with all this, don't feel too bad. The apostles did too. They didn't get it either. In the gospel today, Jesus appears to them after his resurrection, and they are afraid of what they see. Luke writes, they were startled and terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. And then to calm their fears, Jesus invites them to touch him. And he even eats some baked fish to show them he is real. The apostles were worried because they thought they were either seeing a ghost, which is a soul without a body, Or they were seeing a zombie, which is a body without a soul. And both possibilities struck them with terror. But Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you." In other words, he assured them that it's only when the body and the soul are in harmony that there is true peace. Like Jesus' own body and soul were in perfect unity, and he is the source of peace. And this peace is true not only in life after death, but also in life before death, right now. Boys and girls, we are in constant danger, you and me. We are in constant danger of thinking either too much about the body, and therefore not enough about the soul, or of thinking too much about the soul, and therefore not enough about the body. We always tend to one or other extreme. We tend to emphasize one or the other too much. In other words, we either love ghosts or we love zombies, either the soul or the body. For example, we think sometimes too much about our bodies. Do you ever think that you will stay young and strong and beautiful forever like you are now? Do you ever think that? Do you ever think that you'll someday become as old as Coach Vitale? Because that dude is old. Will you ever get that old? A friend of mine told me that you really lose your independence in life. Not when you can no longer drive your own car anymore, but rather it's when you can no longer wipe your own bottom anymore. Do you think you will always be able to wipe your own bottom? If you do, then you think too much about your own body and too little about your own soul. You love zombies, boys and girls, bodies without souls. On the other hand, sometimes we think too much about our soul and too little about our bodies. Sometimes we abuse and neglect our bodies. We eat too much junk food. We smoke. We use drugs. We pull all-nighters. We torture our bodies instead of treating them like a temple of the Holy Spirit. We think that the body doesn't really matter. Much like Hamlet, who said, "For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause." For Hamlet, and for many modern minds, the human body is just a mortal coil that we need to shuffle off so that the soul can be free. We're almost tempted to think that the body is bad because you really love ghosts, souls without bodies. But after his resurrection, Jesus appeared as a perfect body and a perfect soul. And that's how he brought his apostles peace. When we take good care of our bodies and our souls, when harmony reigns in both, then we too will feel peace. And we will feel that peace not only in life after death, but also in life before death. Praised be Jesus Christ.